ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I'm David Marr, host of Late Night Live on Radio National.
Very suave, erudite kind of guy.
We're here to surprise, delight, and maybe enrage you from time to time. We go where our curiosity leads.
Let's talk crazy. Let's act crazy. Let's be crazy, because then the enemy doesn't know what you're thinking.
Late Night Live, four new shows a week on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the music show on ABC Radio National. I'm Andrew Ford, and it's Cover Story.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back.
By now, you should have
somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
It's the third series of Cover Story. One great song, lots of cover versions, not all of them great, but all of them worth talking about. I wonder if tens of thousands of people belting out a song in a football stadium counts as a cover version. Maybe not, but there you heard the sound of Wonderwall, very much the theme tune for England's national side in the FIFA World Cup. Noel Gallagher wrote the song and he gave it to Liam Gallagher to sing. It was the fourth single in 1995's hit album for Oasis, What's the Story, Morning Glory. I actually thought it was a bit annoying when I wrote it, said Noel Gallagher. Well, I expect the guitar shop owners of the world agree with him, but I wonder whether our guests today do. They are the composer, especially screen composer and former go-between Amanda Brown, and from Luminescence Chamber Singers, Dan Walker, who is not just a singer and a composer, he's also a conductor. Lots of Cover Story madness ahead, believe me. But first, as ever, we'll start with the original Oasis. Here's Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Somehow realize what you're not to do. I don't believe that
about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
That's Wonderwall. It comes from the 1995 album What's a Story? Morning Glory. It's the work of Oasis, written by Noel Gallagher, sung by Liam Gallagher, and it's the subject of today's cover story on The Music Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Andrew Ford, and I'm joined in the studio, as I said, by Amanda Brown and Dan Walker. Amanda, I'm going to start with you, and perhaps you could tell us about hearing this song for the first time, what it meant to you at the time, what you thought of it then.
1995, well, I was probably at home wrangling a small toddler, but it was an unavoidable song in that it was a huge hit pretty much everywhere. I think it was number one here in Australia. And I liked it instantly. I thought Oasis were great, but I really liked a subsequent version that we're going to hear a bit later, even more, which is unusual for cover versions.
Yes, I've had the same sort of response listening to these covers in advance, actually. But let's stick with Oasis for the time being. Dan Walker, I mean, the tune is so kind of, it's so Lennon-ish, isn't it? And the voices too, that adenoidal sound.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this, I mean, this came out in 1995, which was my last year of high school. And I was, you know, sort of young and impressionable and sort of had the similar reaction to Amanda in that I instantly liked the song, maybe the first or second time I heard it. And then it does start to kind of grate on you after a while. It's partly because it only uses a very select few notes. And the one that you hear the most of is the tonic. You know, it's the most important note. And after a while, you sort of get a bit sick of it.
Yes, it's like Horse with No Name.
Yes.
Which does the same thing. Just sort of sits on that one note and occasionally moves off to something else.
I don't have a problem with that because there's so much else going on musically that I find quite interesting. And primarily and unusually, it's the drum beat.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah, Alan White's drumming, amazing.
Yeah. You can hear it that he recorded the drums using multi-rod sticks, which are bunches of thin cane drumsticks, almost like a kind of coarser version of brushes, which a lot of jazz drummers use. And it gives it that softer kind of less rock sound. And the beat he's playing has that little skipping upbeat, which was very on vogue at the time with the new wave of the British superstars of the era. So bands like Primal Scream and the Happy Mondays and the Stone Roses all had those kind of skipping,
yeah,
offbeat snare patterns. And so I find that really interesting because it meant that the song, which is like kind of a big love ballad in a way, it's, well, mid-tempo love ballad, it made it a shoe becoming a cliche by just having a standard rock snare on beats 2 and 4.
Yes, but and which appears on the word backbeat for the first time. I don't know whether you could clock that.
Very good. Yeah. I like it.
Yes, a musical pun. Now, look, I think we should move on. And we're going to listen to a version of this song, which, and this is the reason we do cover story. This particular version of this particular song, I think, justifies the fact that we're in season 3 of cover story. Here is Mike Flowers.
Street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
The Mike Flowers Pops and Wonderwall, a version that came out the same year as the original. And what a wonderful thing it is. I mean, they do say there's no point in doing a cover version of a song unless you do something different with it. And that's different, wouldn't you say, Amanda?
I would say so, in a really annoying way. I didn't love this version, I have to say, although I respect the artistry in its execution. I mean, it's very well arranged and sung, but it's a novelty song.
Yes, they're taking the piss out of it.
Yeah, but I don't see the humour.
Don't you? You watched the video, have you? You've seen the wings.
I did watch the video and, look, he went all out with the backing singers, yeah, and the full, like, brass section and strings and every instrument you can possibly throw at it, including triangle and cowbell.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding.
He's pictured in the video kind of go-going, wearing a blonde Bob Down style wig. And to me, like, I kind of saw that done in the 80s with Bob Down and the Globos. And I'm like, I can't really see the point of this.
Can you see the point of it, Dan?
I kind of dig it. You know, it's got all the sort of 60s tropes in there, like the Wurlitzer with the Leslie speaker and the offbeat kind of horn stabs. And as you say, I think they're taking the piss. But, you know, it's in a kind of light-hearted and irreverent kind of way.
You're my wonderwall.
Look, I think it's sort of tacks on to, there was a whole spate of these kind of loungifying pop songs from different genres. And, you know, there was a whole range, a series, I think it was called Ultra Lounge, you know. There was stuff from the 60s and then some sort of throwbacks that were sort of modern takes on older or on newer songs in an older style.
I like the idea that you can do these retrospective versions. I mean, you could do the jazz standard version, you could do the trad jazz version, the Italian opera version, the 16th century polyphonic version. You know, there's no end to it, really, is there?
No, absolutely. And I think the simplicity simplicity of the song, particularly the vocal line, you know, really does lend itself to being rehashed in all manner of ways and
reharmonized
styles.
Too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, you took a lot of liberties with the vocals.
Lots. Well, I took a lot of liberties with everything. All right, let's listen to a very, very serious version now. A live version recorded at the BBC in one of the John Peel sessions. John Peel, the veteran broadcaster who organised live music sessions for decades on the BBC. I'm going to come to you again, Amanda, first. This is somebody taking the song extremely seriously, isn't it?
It is, and I admit that I'm a big Cat Power fan. I really like her work, but I have to say, a little bit disappointed by this cover because it's very all on the one level dynamically. Set me back. Gonna be the one who saves me after all. I don't really hear a huge difference, and I think largely that's due to the very plodding acoustic guitar part. Her vocal is beautiful, I think. But I found myself wishing that she'd asked another guitarist to accompany her or added another instrument just for a bit of dynamic variation.
I miss the Hammond organ and the cowbell.
I miss the mellotron cello.
But yes, it is. It's almost like she's stripped it back to almost demo quality, Dan.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel the same about it, I think, as Amanda does. You know, like I really like Cat Power stuff, but I did find this version sort of quite maudlin. And I think it's because, well, it's pared back what is already a quite simple song even more. You know, she's done away with the pre-chorus, you know, where the chords change for the first time, and then does away with the changes of chords or the changes of harmony in the chorus as well. And so it ends up being very ploddy, very samey, and as Amanda said, sort of a bit two-dimensional. It's the sort of thing that, you know, you might hear from a sort of half-cooked busker down at Byron or something on a Saturday morning. And I wouldn't stop and put my coins in the baggy hat.
No, you'd feel you were kind of contributing to their problem probably by giving them money. Oh, well, that's sad. Well, in that case, let's listen to something rather more up-tempo. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. What about you?
The wind is on the street and the fire in your heart is out.
bring me the Horizons version of Wonderwall. We're doing a cover story on today's music show. Wonderwall is our topic, and my guests are composer, singer-songwriter and former go-between Amanda Brown and Dan Walker, another composer, conductor and singer. He's the tenor in Luminescence Chamber Singers. Dan, I'll come to you first here. This is a very different kind of version to Cat Powers, that's for sure. Apparently Liam Gallagher liked this version, although you can never tell whether he was joking or not.
I think the thing that really stands out is the production values. I feel everything is just sort of compressed to within an inch of its life. And even though there's, you know, there's a lot going on and it's very loud, it's all sort of in your face. But maybe that's the point. Other than the sort of shouty interjections, I don't really feel like it contributes much or takes the music in an interesting new direction.
Well, I must say, I like the sudden silences. I'm not being flippant. I mean,
the oral sorbet of silence.
The bit when it stops for a split second. I think those bits are great. I suppose the compression might be something to do with the fact that this is part of the Spotify Singles project and is meant to be listened to by people via earbuds.
Oh, it may well be.
Could be that. What do we think of this, Amanda?
I do respect the virtuosity. I went down a bit of a wormhole reading about the difference between metalcore and deathcore.
That's a wormhole, yeah.
and I think this song might be deathcore, but some of the hallmarks of that style evidently are those like quite demonic screamed backing vocals that are like a call and response in the choruses. Big dynamic contrasts, which we hear later on in the going into the last chorus. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after I find it, like, technically quite interesting, but that, uber-compressed, massive wall of sound is, like, it's quite something. And compressed as an MP3, which most people would listen to it in that format, I find quite abrasive.
Yes, but, I mean, the whole thing's abrasive. It's supposed to be abrasive, surely.
Yeah. And also watching the video... this song, I just find it really hard to take it seriously.
Isn't it interesting how many of these covers so far are about taking it seriously or not taking it seriously?
I think my favourite thing with the film clip, it's so obviously lip-syncing to the pre-record, which is very normal, but he looks so calm while screaming his guts out.
I think that's because he's a massive poser.
Probably. Yes, I'd love to know his vocal health routine. How do they sustain doing what they do? Amazing.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to a version by the man who wrote the words to Frank Sinatra's My Way.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Paul Anka and his version from 2005 of Wonderwall. I wonder if he had any regrets, Amanda.
That was really interesting you said that he wrote the words to My Way, which I never knew, because my first impression of this version is it has Las Vegas residency written all over it.
Yeah.
But also I can see it being licensed for a Scorsese film, and I really like it, actually. I wouldn't choose to listen to it, but I think it'd be really powerful synced into a film. I like the Henry Mancini-esque brass arrangements and the walking bass on the choruses.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
there are many things that I'd like to say to you. I don't know how, don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
The walking bass coincides with All the Roads We Have to Walk Are Winding. It's a little tribute to the drum coming in on backbeat in the original.
It's all got like very jazz elements, but arranged impeccably and sung beautifully, I have to say.
I agree with you. I think of its kind, it's incredibly well done. You expect him to stop at one point and say, you know, you're a lovely audience.
Yeah, I like this version a lot more than the Mike Pop Flowers. Or...
Yeah, Mike Pop Flowers. He is being serious, whereas Mike Pop Flowers wasn't. That's possibly the difference. Dan.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with this this version. It comes from an album called Rock Swings, and there's a whole selection of really, really great covers. You know, everything from Nirvana, Soundgarden, Billy Idol, Survivor, and all of these songs are so distinct in their own way, so uniquely sung by those original artists, and the way that he flips them on their head is really clever. And as Amanda alluded to, the band arrangements are just so tight.
Paul Anka, he's here all week. Try the Veal, etc., etc. You're listening to The Music Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Andrew Ford. This is Cover Story. Our subject this week is Wonderwar, and it's time for some proper jazz. This is the Brad Meldow Trio. Brad Meldow Trio live in 2008, Larry Grenadier on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums. Is this a jazz standard now, Amanda Brown?
Their chops are amazing, but I think for me this version of Wonderwall is kind of pointless because it's, for a start, 8 minutes and 41 seconds long. and it's full of virtuosic solos, which is very much within the jazz trope. But I think you lose a lot by not having a vocal. You lose half the meaning of the song, in essence, which doesn't mean that songs can't be covered instrumentally, but I think the majority of them is missing out on a huge part of the song.
You said a moment ago that the Paul Anka version belonged in a Scorsese movie. Where does this one belong?
This belongs maybe in a smoky venue with very few people.
I don't think you're allowed to smoke in those venues anymore, mind you. Dan, are you more sympathetic to Brad Meldow?
Yeah, look, a little bit. I mean, it's an interesting choice, you know, to cover and do in the way that they did. And in a lot of ways, I think it's sort of the one that's the most similar. If you sort of take away the fact that there's obviously no voice anymore, you know, the drumming style is actually really, really similar to the original. And he really only takes liberties with the harmony or kind of doing anything interesting in the verse. As soon as he gets to the pre-chorus and the chorus, it's the same sort of chord progression that we know from the original. And so, you know, in a sense, is it really kind of contributing a lot to the canon? Possibly not. It's certainly inoffensive. And if you're a jazz person that wants to put something on over dinner to impress your dinner guests, it's probably a good option.
He plays, obviously, proper standards as well, but he's also covered Paul Simon and Radiohead. And so he sort of broadens the repertoire of what a jazz pianist might tackle.
I do really kind of appreciate these artists that are bringing very well-known pieces into a new genre, and it is very much a slow burn with that one. So, yeah, give it time.
Yeah, it goes on and builds into something quite sort of dramatic and tumultuous, actually, at the climax. So it's, I think by that point, people are either, you know, if they're having the dinner party, they've either stopped talking to listen or they've asked for it to be put off. On today's music show, we're having a cover story. Our subject is Oasis's Wonderwall, and we've been listening to various versions in the company of Dan Walker, a composer and singer, and Amanda Brown, composer and ex-go-between, also composer for films in particular, hence the occasional Scorsese reference. Now, you said, Amanda, that you thought that half the point of the song was gone without the words. I think we'll listen to a version now where the entire point of the song is gone. We'll be right back. That's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from their album. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra plays the music of Oasis. Well, Amanda, you did mention to me as we were listening that it was a car crash. I thought you were being polite.
I was talking about the pre-chorus where that woodwind counter melody comes in. Mm. The whole thing just goes AWOL. But to me, this is even more pointless than the previous version that we listened to. I really get quite irate about orchestras and string quartets doing arrangements of pop songs because I just see it as a blatant attempt to attract a younger audience in the most obvious and unimaginative way possible.
But so, nobody in their right mind would become a fan of classical music or even of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra by listening to that.
No.
It's got nothing to do with Beethoven and Brahms.
I know. I think the only thing I liked about that was the low brass doing the bass line.
Dan.
I hate it. And I have exactly the same sentiments as Amanda. I think it is just an attempt to get younger people interested in classical music. And like you said, Andy, it completely sort of misses the mark. I mean, and let's not even start about, it's just a hideous arrangement.
Horrible.
Just terrible. Horrible. So I will leave the rest of that album.
And well, I mean, the fact that they kept the guitar.
Yeah,
I mean,
it literally sounds like orchestra karaoke.
The drums are pretty close. Exactly, that's what it sounds like. I know, so there's not a lot left for the orchestra to do. No, it is, I think, the most pointless thing we've listened to since we heard the Queensland Symphony Orchestra playing Reckless in our last season. And that was really pretty awful.
Brilliant.
All right, now we get serious again. This is Ryan Adams from his album Love Is Hell.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna give it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the wood is on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you've heard it all before, you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we have to walk winding, in all the lights that lead the way are blinding, and there are many things that I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. Sitting maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Ryan Adams' version of Wonderwall on today's music show in this episode of Cover Story. I'm going to ask you, first of all, Dan Walker, what you think of that version.
I absolutely adore that version. I love Ryan Adams, and that particular album, Love As Hell, is sort of a bit of a departure from a lot of the other stuff that he did, which was a bit sort of heavier and rockier. It's quite introspective, and it really is kind of one of the standouts on that album. And the thing I like the most about it is that he just reimagines everything. You know, the chord progression is sort of similar, but the way that he treats the chorus in the original, Liam's always singing the tonic at the end of every phrase, and Ryan just avoids it. as much as he can. You know, he'll move down a semitone or he'll go up a tone on the end of each of these phrases. And it's just so unusual and so raw. It's just fabulous.
Sitting maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. You're gonna be the one that saves me. You're my
wonderwall. And rhythmically, incredibly flexible, which is one of the things I like about it. Amanda?
Yes, I also love it. I think it's one of those rare covers that actually surpasses the original. And Ryan Adams really is like quite a master at covering songs. He did re-record the entire Taylor Swift album 1989, and that's all great as well. But yeah, I love this version. I love the arrangement, the way that each element of the song, there's a new instrument or texture introduced or an effect on the vocal. The vocal itself is completely raw and vulnerable and haunting. And the whole kind of sparse nature of the arrangement, never just getting too big or going over the top, kind of reminds me of the ghostly feelings of the Elvis Sun Sessions or something like that. Like it's,
oh, yeah.
It's just gorgeous and I never get sick of it. And my introduction to this song actually was watching The OC back in the 90s, which I think was probably a lot of people's introduction to this version. And
yes.
I was just instantly smitten like everybody else.
It's taking the song seriously. It's almost analysing it, pulling it apart and putting it back together in a wholly new way, but it's done with great respect.
Yes, I agree. And I think Noel Gallagher agreed too, that I think he said it was the only person who ever got the song right.
Mm. Okay, well, I wonder what they would have made of the Killers version in that case. This is from Lollapalooza in San Diego, Chile in 2018. And we're going to hear Brandon Flowers, no relation to Mike, sadly, introducing the version. Earlier, Liam Gallagher had left the stage with a sore throat and hadn't got around to doing this song. So here is Brandon.
Missed out on a couple of songs today that you wanted to hear. Before I sing the song, I would first like to say that Liam Gallagher is my king. He's one of my kings. But any night that Wonderwall is being sung by a lot of people is just a good thing. So let's do it.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know.
That's the Killers in San Diego at Lollapalooza, vocals by Brandon Flowers and thousands of Chileans. It's a sing-along song, isn't it, Amanda? Or it's become that.
Yeah, well, this version, you kind of had to be there, but watching the video of it and the massive crowd of everybody singing along.
Let me hear you sing the chorus now. I said.
I did feel that communal joy and togetherness that only being at a live concert can bring. So I can see the merit in this version. And yeah, apparently it's become like such an anthem at football matches.
Mm.
And I guess the big crowd sing-along also has elements of that as well. But I found it quite touching that in a country where English is probably not the first language, everybody knew all the words. They all sung it perfectly.
Yes. Its anthemic qualities are very much to the fore here, aren't they, Dan?
Yeah, and look, I think it shows what it is at a base level that makes Oasis or made them such a huge success. And it is the singability of particularly the choruses. But, you know, you look at Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger, you know, these songs that really tap into this English tradition of kind of singing en masse in public, you know, whether it be in the pub or at football matches. It seems to be a very quintessential English thing, but turns out to be a bit of a Chilean thing as well.
You know the piano solo like this.
And, you know, the fact that he was able to kind of, you know, satiate that desire that so many of those audience members had of hearing that song and then leading them in song was just, yeah, really delightful.
Yes, his tribute to King Liam.
King Liam,
as
exactly.
As he calls him, yes. Well, we've sort of got to the end of this, but we've got one more version. We always try and go back to, if not the original, then at least to the original performers, and we're going to be able to listen to a version from Dublin just last year, the Oasis tour. If you watch it on YouTube, you can see the brothers Gallagher kind of their faces next to each other in the big kind of on the screen, and then you see a shot of the stage and they're miles apart. Still,
nothing if not consistent.
At least they got them in the same room.
That's right. Can I thank you both, Dan Walker and Amanda Brown, for being my guests on this episode of Cover Story? It's been really lovely to have you here and hear your views on these different versions of Wonderwall.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andy.
So this is Oasis in Dublin, August 2025, and a language warning.
Where the fuck would we all be without Wonderwall, eh? Where would we be? Selling carpets or some shit like that. Stealing lettuces.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the wind is on the street and the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had it down. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we had to walk are winding.
You've been the fucking bollocks, man.
Oasis reunited in 2025, the Gallagher brothers pretty much side by side live in Dublin. And that's it for today's cover story. The music show is produced by Sky Kirkham and C. Benedict. Technical production by Antonia Gauci. The show's made on Gadigal, Gundungurra and Wurundjeri Woiwurrung country. And next time on Cover Story, the nation's favourite Australian song, at least according to the polls. Has it been treated with the respect and dignity it deserves? Alice Keith will be along with Al Newstead for In Excess's Never Tear Us Apart.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.